the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
London, Ontario singer-songwriter Tanya Marie Harris is on the show to talk about her start in music, her influences, a couple of her songs, which I'll be playing, and much more. Let's welcome her now to the show. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I've really enjoyed listening to some of the past shows that you've had.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. That's great. And I had mentioned to you about seeing that concert recently in Exeter with all those ladies of Canadian country music, Patricia Conroy and Michelle Wright. And you were talking about mentioning just how much you listen to them and how much you enjoy their music.
Absolutely. I mean, especially Michelle Wright. She was a big influence for me when I was younger. And when she was discussing her latest album, how she wrote 10 of the songs on it and having her own struggles with that as she got to that point was a really personal connection for me.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's great that you had that connection with it. And you do songwriting as well. Tell us where you're at with that. Have you been doing that for a while? And what do you love most about writing songs?
Oh, well, yeah, I've been writing songs since I was about, I'm going to say 8 years old. I know that's when I wrote a lovely little song that I will not sing for you, but it was called More Than I Can Stand. You know, but for years I actually feared sharing my songwriting with others or even writing with others because it all just seemed too personal, you know, something that I loved too much to allow someone else's fingerprints on. But I feel so differently now that I've, you know, grown and been given the opportunity to work with some other writers. And, you know, I have so many ideas all the time. I'm always humming a new melody and singing it into my phone so I don't lose it and writing down new hooks as they come to me. And you know, as it turns out, by co-writing, I get way more accomplished. So I really enjoy writing with other people.
Yeah, so, co-writing is a great dynamic. Because you're teaming up with other people, you're getting their perspective on a song hook or idea, and the two or three of you are coming up with something better, in most cases, than you're going to do alone.
Exactly. One of my favorite activities is actually writing a hook and passing it off to somebody else to just do their own thing with, and vice versa, having someone write a hook for me, because then it takes the personal out of it, and you've just got a hook to work with, and it just gives you an opportunity to be creative.
Oh, I love that idea. But you're so right with the vulnerable aspect to it, because when you're sharing a song, it's a part of you, and some songs are more personal than others. And I can see that it'd be a little, you know, you'd be a little nervous at first sharing those feelings in a song.
Yes, exactly.
Now, at age eight, what could you be writing about? What was the subject matter? I mean, it's a little young to fall in love. But maybe you can hear another song and that influences you, I guess.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say that the first song I recall writing, More Than I Can Stand, was actually about a breakup, even though, I mean, I had no concept of the idea, of course, at the time, but just from movies and things like that. And the song was basically about trying to let someone down gently. But I also wrote a song about nature and all sorts of fun stuff when you're a kid. You know, I was on litter patrol, and that was very important to me at the time.
Now, I found it interesting when I was reading that at age 12, you really got hooked on country, the storytelling aspect, and the song was John Deere Green. And if I'm correct, that's the Joe Diffie song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, I was on a trip to South Carolina. Actually, I was in a big rig, a big truck with my stepdad at the time. And there was only... country music coming through the radio, no matter where we turned it to. And I had never really been exposed to it before, but I understood the lyrics, which was, you know, new for me. You know, a lot of classic rock that I was used to listening to, I didn't really understand. So the stories behind country music just became very important to me, and I couldn't get away from it.
Now, the aside from that song, Joe Diffie, of course, who are some of your influences from country? Who are some of those artists that you know, got you excited about getting on stage and performing songs?
Well, that's a good question. When I was a teenager, I'm going to say that it's, you know, Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Reba McEntire, Patricia Conroy, Michelle Wright. I mean, I could go on and on. Pam Tillis.
Right.
You know, but when I got a bit older, I found that I was sort of heading back to sort of my mom's classic rock vibe with AC/DC, CCR, and the Eagles, and Journey. And actually, at the moment, I'm in the middle of adding some classic stuff to my sets again, specifically Journey, Love and Touch and Squeeze, and Don't Stop Believing. But yeah, as far as country music goes, so when I was younger, definitely Faith Hill and Martina, big influences. The power that they can bring with their voices is just amazing. Anything that I can sing that really allows me to use my voice in a powerful way, like they have, I mean, it's all about how I feel singing the music. And so
right. It
was just a natural thing that their music would have appealed to me.
And the whole rock thing and classic rock, there's so much of that in country nowadays. Whether it's on award shows, you know, they'll bring in a guest like Lenny Kravitz on a recent country music rock special. So those influences do spill in, so I can see that would fit perfectly in one of your shows.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to turn to a song called A Woman Scorned, and in fact, our listeners can head to a website. This is a really cool idea that they can go to awomanscorned.ca and they can download this song for free there. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. They just put in their email address, and then it gets sent right to them. I just think it's an excellent way to connect with people.
I love that idea. Now, let's talk about the song. So we're going to hear it in a moment, but now I understand there's about four or five writers. I'll let you tell them to us, but one of the names people will recognize from the group, Lady Antebellum.
Yes, Hillary Scott. And she co-wrote this song quite a while ago with Brent Baxter and John Armstrong and Casey Kozel. And, well, it's a great song, and I was really happy that I chose to record it. When I was looking to go down to Nashville and trying to decide what I was going to incorporate in my project, Brent Baxter actually sent the song over to my producers. And the second I heard it, I knew that was going to be one of the songs that I was going to cut. It's you know, it's a really upbeat song. I like how it's, you know, truthful, but it keeps a sense of humor in the song, I think. So I really appreciated that.
It must be amazing when you have songs pitched to you, and because obviously some of them aren't going to appeal to you, and maybe you'll know after 20 or 30 seconds that it's not the right song for you. But when you get a song like this that you connect with, that's got to be a really exciting feeling.
It really, really was. I mean, I probably had hundreds of songs sent to me from all over the world. You know, there were definitely some good ones that I definitely seriously considered, but A Woman Scorned just blew them all out of the water.
Awesome. Let's hear it now. This is Tanya Marie Harris and A Woman Scorned on In the Country.
Candy couple in bed with the redhead. She threw a fit and a burn and the F word at the both of them. She peppered him with BBs cause she couldn't find the 12 gauge. Say, Cindy Lou, I know your husband and there's gonna be hell to pay. There ain't nothing like a woman scorned. Ain't nothing more dangerous than a country girl straightening her head over horns. The neighbors knew they were in for a war. They saw a screaming half-naked Waffle House waitress flying off the porch. No one slams the door like a woman scorned.
And that is my guest, Tanya Marie Harris, a country artist from London, Ontario. Great production on that song, along with the singing, of course, Tanya. And I wanted to ask you about working with Kelly Schoenfeld and Johnny Dwinell at Daredevil Production.
Oh, you know what? That it's a really interesting story because I'm a person who really loves to do their research. And again, when I made that decision to go forward fully into music. I've always kept my hand in it, always performing with bands, but this time I wanted to, you know, make a career of it so I could maybe make a living doing what I want to do. So to me, choosing the right producers and the right studio to go to was of the utmost importance. So, you know, Kelly, his name has been on at least 70 million records worldwide. You know, just to name a few, Kenny Chesney, Colin Ray, Sarah Evans, you know, some wonderful, wonderful artists. And, you know, after talking to them and we all agreeing that working together was something that we can definitely do, you know, Kelly got a really good understanding of what I was trying to achieve musically and vocally. And he really helped pull it all out of me in an extraordinary way. Him and Johnny are just awesome guys who have taken me and his family, so I know they've got my back, and I honestly can't wait to get back down there and finish the EP, which I hopefully will be doing this fall.
Well, that's very exciting, and that's happening down in Nashville, of course. So how close are you to the final EP as far as have you got the other songs picked out or written?
I have a lot of material, and it's just narrowing it down at this point to the songs that are going to really display my personality the best and
right.
Allow me the chance to have, you know, some extra fun vocally. I really want to keep, you know, the rock, a little bit of a rock edge in the next couple of songs that, you know, that maybe Secondhand Dreams has a little bit of a touch of. And they're really great. They understood that, and they really brought out the guitars that in A Woman Scorned and Secondhand Dreams. I'm sure we'll talk about that shortly. But they brought out the guitars just beautifully, and I absolutely loved it. And actually, the musicians, they were all just fantastic. I'm sure maybe some of these names are familiar to you, but Jim Hyatt, Bobby Terry, Buddy Hyatt, James Mitchell, Andy Hall. You know, the only thing missing from A Woman Scorned is Andy Hall's count-in. It was the funnest count-in I'd ever heard. He just has a blast. And but that was cut from the song.
That is awesome to have those, you know, top Nashville musicians playing on the song. And I think it's so great that when you have producers who will listen to your input and you'll tell them sort of the sound you're going after and they can accommodate that and work towards it.
Well, yeah, you know, I really think Kelly is an artist producer. You know, he really spends the time to get to know you. And so now that we know each other even better, I know the next couple songs are going to be even better.
That's very exciting. What about cover songs, Tanya? When you're at your shows performing, what are some of your favorite songs to cover?
Oh, wow. Right now I'm really into, of course, and who isn't, Miranda Lambert, the Pistolanis, and I just added Kacey Musgraves' Follow Your Arrow.
Nice.
The band Perry, their music is so much fun, so powerful. Stuff like that really gets me going. Anything upbeat. I'm really about an upbeat performance.
Right.
Just anything to get people up and moving, dancing, and enjoying themselves is what I want in my show.
And that is so awesome to go to a show like that and be entertained that way. But let's say on the ballad side, of course, mostly it's the rock and sound, but can you pick a ballad, maybe one we would know that you do like to cover? Do you have a favorite one that maybe even moves you when you perform it?
Well, you know, for a long time I've performed Martina McBride's Broken Wing, but right now I'm actually learning her newer song, I'm Gonna Love You Through It.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I haven't actually been able to make it through that song without tearing up because the song is so personal to me. You know, the subject matter of the song is about a young woman who's just been told that she has breast cancer and, you know, she ends up having a mastectomy and, you know, not feeling like a woman. And it's just about the support that she was getting from, you know, her husband and everything. And my grandmother, when my dad and my uncle were, you know, quite young kids practically, went through the same thing. And, you know, I couldn't imagine. So, I mean, the song's really personal to me and I'm actually just about to add that to the show.
Well, that's awesome. That is a great song, and as you say, it's a very emotional one. I can't imagine singing it, let alone well, even listening to it. It's quite moving for sure. Let's turn to another of your songs now, Tanya, and you've got a video for this as well. People can check out on YouTube. It's a really great looking video. The song is called Secondhand Dreams. What can you tell us about the song?
Well, it's actually an interesting story. Well, for me it is. I hope it is for you too. Well, when I went down to Nashville, I had, you know, A Woman Scorned picked out and another song picked out, which will remain nameless for now.
Okay.
And when I went down there, I actually sat down with David Norris, a fantastic writer, and we hit it off right away. So we actually wrote Secondhand Dreams in a mere couple hours. And that night we shared it with my producers, and we all loved it so much. We decided that it beat out the other song that I was planning on cutting. So we cut Secondhand Dreams the very next day. So amazing. And, you know, David, he actually taught me a lot. Whether he knows it or not, if he's listening, David, you taught me a lot about storytelling. And I know I've been writing for years, but I actually learned a lot from him. He's got excellent substance when it comes to lyrics and knowing how to tell a story. So I really appreciated sitting down with him. Yeah.
That is so great that you can not only get a great song out of it, but as you said, learn something about the songwriting process. That's wonderful. And you did shoot a video for this, which is really cool. Was that fun to put together?
It was a lot of fun. And actually with Crescendo Productions out of the Chatham area, but I mean, they go all over, including the States.
Right.
They did the video for me. It was Jay Farner and Carrie Templeman, and they rocked a very tight deadline that I gave them. And we actually shot it in 3 very short days. And I'm really proud that my beautiful niece and daughter were in the video.
Oh, nice.
As well as an actor, David Jackson. He played the father in the video, and I was really glad to have him on board.
This is Tanya Marie Harris with Secondhand Dreams on In the Country.
Mm-hmm.
little shack on the poor side of the railroad track. Just skin and bones and dirty clothes, killing time and kicking stones. Midnight daddy wouldn't make it home. Then he was back to work when the rooster crowed. He paid my way and sacrificed his own damn life to give me mine. Working hand dreams, he wouldn't sleep till his groundwork led to the finer things. As long as I breathe those memories, hold their ground, my roots run deep. The angel on earth gave me his wings, his soul, and his second hand dreams. Daddy's little girl ain't a girl no more. High rise job, 18th floor. I knew I made it when I made him proud, but I gotta give credit, couldn't do without his secondhand dreams. He wouldn't sleep till his groundwork led to the finer things. Long as I breathe those memories, hold their ground, my roots run deep. The angel on earth gave me his wings, his soul, and his secondhand.
And that is another great song from my guest, Tanya Marie Harris. So well sung, and the production on that, once again, is just top-notch.
Isn't it? I know. I'm really proud that they were even willing to work with me, and I'm just so happy that it turned out better than I could have ever imagined.
That's great. It sounds so good. And another thing that sounds good, looks good as well, your video, your live performance, people can check out online, for You Loaded the Gun. Tell us a bit about that. It's a chance for us to see you on stage performing, which I can tell you love to do.
Yeah, thank you. Well, actually, thank you for retweeting that, by the way. You know, it's a great song by Rachel Williams. You know, she's just a fantastic person to watch sing as well. She really gets into her own performances. So I've honestly, from all the artists I've watched, I always take a little piece and try to make it a little bit mine. But honestly, I truly don't keep up with posting enough of my performances as I should. I swear in the future I'll be more diligent. But, you know, You Loaded the Gun, I just was quite happy with the way it turned out, so I just posted it up there.
Well, it's great. It's great to see that. And to tell us about performing live and what kind of thrill you get from being on stage singing your songs.
I really love it. Like I said, when people get up and dance, show me that they're having a good time, you know, and yeah. If they know the song and they want to sing along, that's even better. Heck, maybe one day they'll know my song good enough to sing along. That would be great.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you about duet partners. Tanya, have you given thought to that, even if, you know, usually there's a realistic answer, somebody that it could happen one day, and then there's that sort of dream duet partner. Do you have anybody that comes to mind singing a duet with?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say Martina, of course, but also nice. Jason Aldean. I love the duet he did with Kelly Clarkson, Don't You Want to Stay? That was a great duet.
Love that one.
I don't too often get the opportunity to do so, but if you look on my YouTube videos, there's a small, I think it might actually be the whole song of Hurt So Good, I did with a friend of mine, Mark McCoy. I had such a good time let loose completely during the song. It just felt like old times. We used to perform in a band together before I started my own solo project, and he's just a great guy to have gotten up. That was actually during the release party for the video that we did that performance at. It was just a great time and almost made me think maybe I should be doing something with a partner all the time, because just sharing the stage with someone, having someone to feed off of, you know, and share that energy with was really amazing. So hopefully I do get to do a lot more duets in the future.
That sounds great. I wanted to ask you as well about, this sounds fascinating. You have been a Marilyn Monroe impersonator. How did that come about? It sounds so cool.
You know, it really just started out that I love actually singing her songs. I mean, my nanny and I used to watch all the old movies together, and I just fell in love with the wispy voice when she spoke and just the character of the songs. And so it started out that way. And the very first time I did it, it was because a friend of mine was doing a fundraiser for a Hamilton theater group, and they were doing a production of Blood Brothers. And now I'm not 100% familiar with Blood Brothers, but I do know there's references to Marilyn Monroe. So they had me come in during an auction, and I walked around, and I sang a little bit. I talked a little bit, and I had a great time doing it. So that was the beginning of it. And actually, that very night, the most interesting compliment I ever received doing Marilyn Monroe was that very first night, a woman commented on my very appropriate, authentic panty line. And I shouldn't say that on radio, but there it is. I said it.
There it is. Spice things up a bit here at the end of the interview. That's awesome. When I read that, I just thought it was cool. Plus, on your website, people can check out, as I did, saw the picture there, and you looked quite a lot like Marilyn. Tanya, it has been so great having you on the show to share the two songs, and again, our listeners can head to awomanscorned.ca to download that song for free if they put in their email address, and your main website is TanyaMarieHarris.com. Thanks so much for being here. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest has been country artist Tanya Marie Harris from London, Ontario. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.